The Colgate-Palmolive Tea Company presents, transcribed, The Show with a Heart, Strike It Rich! Yes, it's Strike It Rich, where every day, Monday through Friday, people tell their own true stories, where with our cash, you build your own fortune. And now meet the Colgate-Palmolive Pete Ambassador of Goodwill. Substituting for vacationing Warren Hull, it's Randy Merriman.
Very happy day to you. Thank you, and good greetings once again to Strike It Rich. The show with a heart salutes you, the audience with a heart. You know how Strike It Rich works. We supply each contestant with $15, and that contestant may run that up from $5 to $500. I know you're waiting now to cheer and encourage the people waiting today to strike it rich. So, Ralph Paul, who is our first strike it richer?
Well, Randy Merriman, I'd like you to meet a letter writer from far Rockaway, New York. She's Mrs. Ruth Bowen, who's here with a little one, little Diana. They want to strike it rich.
Oh, thank you. Hello there, Mrs. Bowen. How are you? Oh, sure. This is little Diana, huh? Hi there, baby. How's it, darling? Why, Mrs. Bowen, how old is little Diana?
She's 11 months.
Oh, isn't that nice? Look at here. Here's something I noticed, too. We had Santa Claus here yesterday, and little Diana's got sleigh bells. Sleigh bells on her shoes. That's nice. Is little Diana talking yet?
A little. What? She says mommy and car, and things like that.
Well, she knows, a little girl knows what to ask for. Car. She
means the car.
Does Diana know how to walk? Has she started walking?
Yes, she started to take a few steps. By herself now.
You suppose she'd take a few steps out here for the nice people today?
You could try.
All right, let's see if Diana will take a few steps. Come on, honey. You come on down here. That's the stuff. We'll walk right over here. And there's Mama. You know which way to go. Now, that's the idea. Let's go. Yeah, right toward Mama. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She took 7 steps. Well. Boy, look at how proud she is of herself, too. A great big smile. Well, Mrs. Bowen, you say on your letter and in your letter that you want to strike it rich so that you can go to California.
Yes.
I think anybody would like to go to California. What's your reason?
Well, we have special reason. We want to go to be with my husband, who's now stationed there at San Diego. He's in the Medical Corps of the Navy, and he has been overseas for 10 months. And he came home for 1 month, and that was the first time he saw Diana, and she was then 9 months old.
That's the first time he saw this little peach?
And it was awful. Hard on him to get used to the idea of having a daughter and getting all the love and getting acquainted in the 1 month.
Why, certainly.
So he expects to go over again next month sometime. And if possible, we like to strike it rich to fly to be with him there for the little time he is in the States.
Well, I don't blame you. And little Diana wants, you want her to know that that's her daddy.
Yeah,
and that
he's terribly afraid that she's going to forget who daddy is.
Well, I'll bet you she's not, because we're going to see to it, if we can, that you get out there to California.
It'd be wonderful.
That's a good reason. How much money is it going to take you to get out there?
Well, we figured it was $184 for the ticket, but we will need money for hotels until he does get back to Long Beach, California from Dago.
$184 for the tickets?
For the round trip
hotels,
ticket.
That's right. A little extra milk and things for Diana.
Sure.
All right, well, let's go on over there now and strike it rich, shall we? For that money to see. Here we go. Oh, look at what Ralph Paul has right here. Look at Diana.
I don't know, Randy. I think that Diana sort of fills Mama's arm, so I'll hold the bell for him, all right?
All right, that'd be just Bellevue. Okay, all right, come right on over here now, Mrs. Bowen, and we'll get right down to work. Now, you know, Mrs. Bowen, we're gonna bring you right over so they can all see Diana. That's the girl. We start you out with $15, and you know that your first category today is photo finish.
Yes.
We'll give you the title, part of the title of a very famous movie. You're to finish it up. Now, how much of your $15 will you invest? All of it? Okay, we're on our way then to California. The title of a popular movie drama starring Paul Douglas is A Letter to Three...
Wives
is correct. That's it. You have $30. You're $30 richer. And you're the wife that Mr. Bowen's waiting to see. How much of the $30 now will you invest?
Oh, we've got to get there.
You're going to get there? Well, now, this next is Street Scene. And we will give you a description of a famous street, and from a choice of three cities, you tell us the street. How much of the $30? All of it? Okay, down the street we go. If you're walking along the world-famous Chestnut Street, you're in the city of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or Poughkeepsie, New York. The world-famous Chestnut Street.
Philadelphia, I
think. Philadelphia is right. You're correct, my dear. All right, now then you have $60, and we come up to music quiz. You're $60 richer. How much of the $60 do you want to put on music quiz?
Well, you know it. I'll take all.
You're going to take all? All right, here we go. Say, do you do a lot of singing to little Diane around the house?
I don't know how much of what you call singing, but I try.
I'll bet you do. You know, I imagine a lot of people have missed Warren's singing of these songs. And I kind of lay off of this thing because, you see, Warren has a voice you like to hear. Mine sounds kind of like a voice out of a bathtub.
Oh, I don't know.
After it's gone down the third time. Now, here's Bert to play for you, and listen to this torchy old ballad and name it for us.
The very thought of you.
The very thought of you. $120 is yours. Look at that. There is a kiss for little Diana for luck. May I do that, too? I don't get to kiss girls very often. You see, my wife will stand for when they're that age. How much of the $120 will you invest now on the fourth subject, relatively speaking? You were to identify the famous families or relationship in famous families. Yes?
I think I'll take half.
You think you'll take half of the $120? $60. Very well. Here we go, Miss... What's your first name, Mrs. Bowen?
Ruth.
All right, Ruth, here we go. Relatively speaking, we all know the famous British acting team of Laurence Olivier and Vivian Leigh. Now, how are they related?
Repeat that again, please.
Yes, ma'am. You know about the famous British acting team of Laurence Olivier and Vivian Leigh. How are they related?
If I'm not mistaken, they're husband and wife.
You're not mistaken, and they are husband and wife. She's so happy. Let's give her a little squeeze. All right. Now, Mrs. Bowen, you have $180. What do we do? Drop the frog? Oh, wait a minute. We dropped the baby's frog. Here we are. All right. There's the frog, honey, right there. Now, out of the $180, how much will you invest on Where Are You?
80.
You're going to invest $80. Where are you? You will tell us a famous location from a geographical description. Very well, Mrs. Bowen. And good luck. You're in a north central state of the United States. The 29th admitted to the Union. You see its capital city, Des Moines. You see its great agricultural industry, the raising of corn and hogs. Now, in what north central state?
Iowa.
Iowa is where you are. Congratulations. You've got it, my dear. The very best of wishes to you out there in California.
Thank you.
Your husband. Oh, my. You know, it's great to see someone strike it rich, and in just a moment, we're going to be back here to meet another one of our Strike It Richers.
And now a word to the ladies about another way to strike it rich. You've heard the old saying, time is money. Well, you can't imagine how much time you can gain for yourself with Nouvelle. Vel saves 90% of dishwashing work for you.
Yes, ma'am. A quick soak, a quick rinse. And quick as a wink, you're away from the sink with Vel, V-E-L.
Oh, and that's not all. A quick soak in Nouvelle suds, a quick rinse, and your dishes and glassware dry sparkling clean without washing or wiping. Think of that, no washing or wiping.
You see, Vel's amazing activated suds lift off the food and grease, then carry them away. Even if a stubborn bit of food should stick, a touch of the dishcloth gets rid of it fast.
No washing, no hard scouring with Nouvelle. Just soak your pots and pans with Nouvelle suds and wash them shining clean.
And girls, Nouvelle is a miracle of mildness for hands. Besides, your hands are in dishwater so little with Nouvelle. A quick soak, a quick rinse. And quick as a wink, you're away from the sink with Vel. No washing, no wiping, no scouring. Vel saves 90% of dishwashing work.
Vel is the trademark of the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company.
Now, yesterday, just about had time to say hello to Harrison Boyd. He's an IBM operator from Danvers, Massachusetts. He's back again to strike it rich.
And we hope you will. Hello, Harrison. Good. Well, now, Harrison, let's just sort of briefly review your story. As you came in yesterday, you said that your reason for wanting to strike it rich was so that you may reunite yourself with your family. You have the 6 children.
That's right.
And as I understand it, from up there in Massachusetts, the children, 3 of them are living in one with one family, couple with another, one with another.
That's correct.
You've sold your furniture, your furnishings. You have no place to live.
That's right.
You want to sort of get a little stake to start back up again.
Indeed we do.
You told me that your take-home pay was $42.
That's right.
It's pretty hard to do that. And because of an injury suffered a year ago, you're unable to get the kind of work you first hat.
The job that I'm familiar with, something that I could make more money at, that's correct.
Surely. What happened since I saw you yesterday, Harrison? What have you thought about all this?
Well, I'll tell you, Randy, I squandered some of my money. I called my wife. And believe me, she's awfully nervous right now.
She is nervous?
As a matter of fact, she told me that the children were watching from wherever they are living. And all of them were pretty excited to see their daddy again.
Well, I'm...
As a matter of fact, they're all waving.
I imagine
they're waving right now.
I'm certain they are waving right at you. And when they see that wonderful smile of confidence that you've dressed up with Harrison, I'm sure that their thoughts are right with you, just like everyone is out here right now and all over the country to see you strike it rich for that wonderful family of yours. Now, how much money do you think it's going to take to get them started out again?
Oh, $400 or $500, Randy, would be a good start.
Well, I should...
But actually, the big problem, of course, is to get a place to live.
If you had a place to live, somewhere up there around Massachusetts, you could get an apartment or something. With that money, you could get the furniture to get
That's
back.
That's right. We could
get the kids back together. Well, let's go on over there, Don, try to strike it rich for you and hope that we can get you enough to get the stuff started. Harrison, here's something for every family.
Thank you very much.
There you have it, a nice big box of L.
Thank you, Randy.
You will find that's one of the finest family furnishings you could ever get. Right over here, Harrison, we're ready to go. Now, you have your $15, just as we stopped yesterday. The first subject is photo finish. You finish the name of a well-known movie title. How much of it will you invest?
We'll invest all of it.
We'll put the whole $15 on it. Very well, Harrison, and here it is. The name of a famous movie starring Joseph Cotton and Orson Welles, which popularized the zither, is The Third
Man.
The Third Man, yes, sir. The Third Man is correct. You have no trouble with that. You're the number one man in your family, Harrison, and trying to get right back there to be that number one man. You have $30. Now, how much are you $30 richer than you were just a few seconds ago, and how much of it are you going to invest on Street Seed?
$25.
You'll hold $5 back there. Put $25 on Street Seed. Come on, Randolph. Get it out here. I'm more excited about this than you are. All right, on Street Scene, if you're walking along the world-famous Champs-Élysées, you're in the city of Paris, France, Palermo, Italy, or Plymouth, England.
Oh, that's Paris.
That has to be Paris. That's correct. You see how well you're doing here. Good confidence. Good to you, boy. You have $55 now, and the third is music quiz. How much of that $55 are you going to invest?
We'll bet all of it on that.
We'll invest the entire works at $55. Good man. Here we go. You fond of music? You know your music?
I enjoy it. I don't know if I know
it. You'll enjoy it the way you hear it here from Bert, and you must know it or you wouldn't put that on it. Here we go, a dreamy ballad. Listen closely and name the song. Now, tell you what, we'll start it all over again. And
when day is done.
We don't have to start it again. When day is done. That's it, Harrison. Good boy. Want to use this here just a little bit? Yeah, that's it. I can use some of it myself. It's amazing. I know just how you people out there feel, too, with us when you want to see these people strike it rich. Well, you've done it so far for $110, and we come up to number four, relatively speaking, where you identify the relatives or the relationship of the family name.
We'll save $5 on this one, just $105.
You want to put just $105 on it?
Sorry.
I think that's a pretty good investment. All right, Harrison, and here it is. Relatively speaking, the Skinner family is one of the leading ones in the entertainment world. Otis Skinner was a famous actor, especially noted for his performance in Kismet. Cornelia Otis Skinner has distinguished herself as movie actress, monologist, and author. How are Otis and Cornelia Otis Skinner related? Otis and Cornelia Otis Skinner. How are they related?
How are you doing, White?
How's that? You think real hard of that little family of yours. Your own family.
Father and daughter.
Father and daughter! Yes, sir. Good boy. Good boy, Harrison. I congratulate you all over here. Let's loosen up, fellow. Good. Now, look, you have $215 over there, and you come up now to where are you? You will identify the famous place from the geographical clues, and of your $215, what will you put on it?
Just $100, man.
Just $100. That's all right. We're building up a little furniture here now for that homestead. Here we go. You're in cold waters. I bet you wish you were in cold waters.
Indeed,
I was right there with you, too. You're in cold waters far to the south. Why, you can't go any farther. You see ice all around you, and you realize it was here that Bird made an important visit some years ago. You're in a frigid ocean. Where are you? In what ocean?
The Antarctic.
The Antarctic Ocean is exactly where you are, my boy. And good luck to you, Harrison Boyd. You've taken away $315 to get together with that 12 family. There we go. Ah, that's a swell thing, isn't it? Well, that's fine. Harrison Boyd gets $315 toward that reunion with his family, and I want to see who else in our audience would like to strike it rich.
And now, here's a story with a happy ending.
Let your beauty be seen. Yes, let your beauty be seen. Palm Olive brings out beauty while it cleans your skin.
I want you to hear the story of a girl named Caroline, who was turning into a spinster because her skin was far from fine. Then she read about palm olive soap. Now she's an ardent fan, because men propose and she owes it to palm olive's beauty plan.
Let your beauty be seen.
Yes, let your beauty be seen.
Palm olive brings out beauty while it cleans your skin.
36 leading skin specialists and 1,285 tests prove Palmolive's beauty plan brings most women lovelier complexions in 14 days. So start Palmolive's beauty plan today. Gently massage Palmolive soap's extra mild, pure lather onto your skin for just a minute three times a day. Rinse and pat dry. Yes, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results.
Palmolive brings out beauty while it cleans your skin.
This is Strike It Rich, brought to you each day by the Colgate Palmolive Feed Company. And now with the compliments of Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth and help stop tooth decay, here again is Randy Merriman.
Well, again, good greetings to you from Strike It Rich, the show with a heart. You know, right about this point in our show, again, I want to remind you out there at home that tomorrow evening, on Wednesday night, 9 o'clock New York time, is the big Strike It Rich evening show. We want you to make a family party of it. You who see Strike It Rich during the daytime, and you've told the men folks about it, will you ask them to sit down and have a sort of a Strike It Rich party with us so that your thoughts being with us make it so much more pleasant when we can help folks here strike it rich. That's 9 o'clock New York time, tomorrow evening, Wednesday night, over many of these same stations. And now, Ralph, who's waiting to strike it rich?
Well, two people, Randy Merriman. We have here a letter writer, Mr. Joseph L. Kotchka, who's up here from Washington, D.C. He's a retired teacher, betrayed, and he's brought his wife, Mary, to strike it rich.
And I hope they will. Hello there, Mr. Kotchka. And Mary, nice to meet you. Very nice to meet you, good people.
Nice
to
meet you, Mr. Merriman.
Mr. Kotchka, Ralph just said that you're a retired school teacher from down in Washington, D.C. I'll bet that there's a lot of your former students and pupils that are maybe looking in here on you today.
In all probability, I hope so. They'll be wondering what the old man has been doing since he quit work.
I'll bet they will.
Well.
Will you say something, Miss Kotchka?
Well, I was going to say Mr. Kotchka's voice is limited, as you see.
Yes, ma'am.
On account of, well, it's a recurrence of an ailment of World War I. He was gassed. Oh. And, of course, he isn't entitled to compensation because, you know, in World War I, it had to be service-connected, and we haven't established it. Maybe it could be, but we haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And so we...
Yes. Well, now, let's go along here with your thoughts in wanting to strike it rich. From your letter, I see, Mr. Kotchka, that you say that you want to strike it rich so that the country will be aware of the necessity of a good merchant marine.
Yes, when Mr. Kotchka had to retire, he knew that elderly people and retired people needed a hobby. And so he believes in the American Merchant Marine, and he believes in it thoroughly. He has a house trailer. We travel in it with our car, and we have gone from Florida to Washington State, from Eastport, Maine to San Diego.
Mrs. Kotchka, all of this you've done, as you say, on a hobby, a wonderful hobby of enlightening the American people of the importance of a merchant marine.
Yes, we think we should keep it. We think you should travel in American ships. Think of what mm-hmm. Korea would be today without our merchant marine.
It certainly is a
we
very
imperative
thing.
We can't be dependent upon
thing.
Others.
Well, now, Mrs. Kotchka, and all this has been done, you say, by trailer. It sounds like Gulliver's Travels. You've done all this on
really?
Without any...
He has a 15-millimeter projector, and he shows his pictures. We've traveled 60,000 miles, and I guess we've had 10,000 people.
Yes,
you say
I
10,000?
See some of these, the advertisement you have here pertaining to the show of the Merchant Marine. It says no admission charge, no offerings, no collections. You've been doing that entirely then with
yes.
your small
it's
pension?
It's unsubsidized.
Well, now, you, specifically in Striking It Rich, just exactly what is it you want to go after?
Well, shall I tell him?
It's a volume, though.
He wants a film strip.
A projector?
Projector.
A projector, yes.
Because there's more material available
yes.
on that than on the 16 millimeter.
How much will this projector cost?
Well, We only need $125, and I hope he's smart.
I hope you do, too. Let's go after him. Let's get that money. Come on. Come on. Let's go get that $120 for you right around this way here. Here we are, folks. I think Ralph Paul has something for you, too.
Yes,
that's good. Now,
that's the best for your teeth, folks.
All right, let's come right on over here, and we're going to get that projector if we possibly can. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Kotchka, you stand right in here, and you have been a very good spokesman for your husband. You step right over here, my dear.
Thank
you. Yeah, that's it. And you speak up at any time you can help him with an answer. You have
$15.
I think not. You have $15 now. How much of it will you invest on a photo finish?
$15.
Good, sir. Here we go. The title of a popular Technicolor musical starring Mario Lanza, who portrays a world-famous tenor, is The Great Who?
Caruso.
Caruso, yes, sir, that's right. Caruso, The Great Caruso. Any good? Okay, you see that $15 has now gone up to $30. Now you have $30 to invest on Street Scene. How much will be your investment?
$30.
$30 again. Well, that's it. We want to keep you right together here because you do a good job shoulder to shoulder. $30 on Street Scene. And if you're walking along the world-famous Roman Appian Way, you're in the country of Sweden, Italy, or Turkey. Now think.
That's easy. Italy.
Italy it has to be, surely. That's it. You know how easy it was. Well, look at this, what you've done. You've gone up to $60, just like that. Now, of the $60, how much of it will you invest on Music Quiz?
Oh, we're dumb musically.
You're what?
We're dumb musically. We don't know modern music.
Mr. Merriman, I can't recognize the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, somebody stood up.
I think not. You're a man who is a part of the Star Spangled Banner with your Merchant Marine thought.
Listen, dear, go lightly on the music.
Well, dear, how lightly should we go on the music?
Well, suppose we could. I better do it. 30 on the music.
30. All right, we'll go once over lightly on the music and make it $30 of your investment. Now, here's a nice old family tune.
Oh, that might be tough.
Yes, it will be. Listen and tell us the name of this song. Home, sweet home. Yes, it is. Home, sweet home. People like you to take it home, sweet home. Okay. And you said you didn't know music? I'll say you do. You're the people that make music of Home Sweet Home. $90 is your amount of money now that you've earned up to this point, and how much of it will you invest on, relatively speaking?
$30 will make the $120, so we'll put $30.
All right, that'll get you the $120 for the projector. $30. Very well, sir. Mr. and Mrs. Kotchka, relatively speaking, the famous Bankheads are an outstanding American family. We all know the famous actress Tallulah. John Bankhead was a senator from Alabama for many years. He died in 1946. Now, how are Tallulah and John Bankhead related?
Father and daughter.
How's that again, sir?
Father and
daughter.
Was
he the senator's daughter?
No. Oh, sorry. It's uncle and niece. I'm very, very sorry. Believe me.
We know their house. And
yes.
We've seen them, but we didn't know that.
Yes, you still have $60, however. You're not broke now. With $60, how much will you invest on Where Are You?
All of it.
You want to put it all on? Good. All right, let's see what we can do.
Let's go broke.
No, let's not go broke. Let's bring it right back up. You're in a city in Maryland, the seventh largest city in the country. You see there such well-known institutions as Johns Hopkins University, mm-hmm. Goucher College for Women, and the Peabody Conservatory of Music. In what Maryland city are you?
Baltimore
is where you are. That's right. You have $120. We hope you get
very
kind. Well, I'll be back in just a moment with someone else who wants to strike it rich. Say, here's a way for you to have a happier day.
Brush your teeth with Colgate's Colgate Dental Cream. It cleans your breath.
What a toothpaste.
While it cleans your teeth.
Colgate toothpaste
cleans your breath.
What a toothpaste.
While it cleans your teeth.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. And the Colgate way stops tooth decay best.
Yes, the Colgate way is the most thoroughly proved and accepted home method of oral hygiene known today. More than 2 years' research showed that brushing teeth right after eating with Colgate Dental Cream helps stop more decay for more people than ever before reported in dentifrice history. The Colgate way stopped tooth decay best.
No other dentifrice, ammoniated or not, offers such conclusive proof. And you should know that Colgate's, while not mentioned by name, was the only toothpaste used in the research on tooth decay recently reported in Reader's Digest.
So always use Colgate's to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
And when you follow the Colgate way, Colgate Dental Cream stops tooth decay best.
Brush your teeth with Colgate. Colgate Dental Cream, it cleans your breath.
What a toothpaste.
What a cleans your teeth.
And the Colgate way stops tooth decay best.
Now, Randy, I'd like you to meet a person here from Manchester, New Hampshire. Mrs. Doris Geeman. She's brought along her husband, Frank, and their little son, Dickie. And they all want to strike it rich.
I don't know that we really want to meet them. Hello there, Mrs. Geeman. Mr. Geeman. And this is little son, Dickie, right here. Hello, Dickie boy.
Well, now, Mr. and Mrs. Geeman, let's see in the time that we have here if we can't get right down to striking it rich for you, and I know that's what you want to do. You say that you want to strike it rich on behalf of this little guy right here, Dickie.
That's right. Dickie was born with no eyelids. And at the age of 4 months, they performed an operation on him so he wouldn't go blind. And now he'd need some plastic surgery to feel like a little normal
Where was
boy.
This operation performed?
Right back home in the city.
In Manchester. And that was when he was 4 months old?
It was 4 months old.
Removing cataracts to save his eyesight.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you need an operation now, you say, for plastic...
Plastic surgery.
Plastic That'd surgery
be skin for skin grafting and plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm. What do you do, Mr. Geeman?
I work in a hosiery mill, sir.
And have you any money at all toward this operation?
Well, we have a little piggy bank up the house that with $20 in it.
Bless you. $20 in the piggy bank toward this little guy here. When he, did you tell me when he sleeps, Mrs. Geeman, at night that...
His eyes...
He's talking back here.
That's right. His eyes stay open when he sleeps.
I heard what you said. Well, I know that you're anxious to strike it rich so that you're able to perform this, have this operation performed. Have you any idea how much money it's going to cost?
We have no idea at all. See, we have an eye specialist right now, and he's been in practice for 20 years, and he says he never saw that before.
But,
so he has no idea what it'll cost us.
But the operation can be performed if you have that money.
But he says it can be done if we have the money.
Let's go after the money for you and see if we can't get part of that money toward that operation. Everyone else wants to see you strike a rich too. Well, Ralph Paul has something.
Yes, sir. It's the Colgate Dental Cream. But
wait,
keep your teeth the best over here. Wait a minute. Oh, we've just lost Dickie. Come back here. We have some Colgate Dental Cream for you, Dickie.
How many teeth does Dickie have?
Ten.
Get 10 more packages of Colgate, will you, for
On
Dickie's
the way.
Teeth.
See
All
me after the show, Dickie.
Okay, now we'll put Dickie right down here. Mr. and Mrs. Geeman, you have $15 to start you out. How much of it will you invest on photo finish?
The whole 15,
all right. Little Dickie is having a good time right down on the stage opening up the Colgate. He's a smart and bright boy. The title of one of Tyrone Power's first movies, a popular historical film, is Lloyds of... What? The title of one of Tyrone Power's first movies, a popular historical film, was called Lloyds of... What? What'd you say, Dickie? What'd he say? Would you say that again for me, Dickie? What was that? What'd you say, son? Can he talk again like that? Lloyd's up.
4 seconds.
4 seconds.
3 seconds.
3.
2 seconds.
2.
1 second.
And saved with the bell.
Time is up.
Boy, I never felt so happy about having to make that announcement as I do today.
Well,
how
Ralph,
you, Randy?
Well, Ralph, I'm glad that you had to make the announcement at the time. You haven't lost things yet because of the fact that the time hadn't expired. We can pick it up right up from that point. Now, we're going to find out whether or not you can come back here again. You take a minute to make your decision. And now, friends, here is something that's important to you.
Remember, soaping dulls hair. Halo glorifies it. So,
Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair, so halo, everybody, halo.
Yes, there's your cue to lovely, naturally lustrous hair. For soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo shampoo is not a soap, not a cream. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo glorifies your hair with your very first shampoo. And even in hardest water, Halo gives oceans a fragrant, soft water lather. Rinses away quickly, needs no after rinse. Halo removes embarrassing dandruff from both hair and scalp. Leaves hair soft, shining, easy to manage. Ideal for children's hair, too. Ask for Halo at any drug or cosmetic counter.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
All right, now, Mr. and Mrs. Guimond, what is your decision? You were saved by the bell. Will you come back?
We'll be back tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow. We have to.
Well, that's good. We want you to come back. If you feel you have a good reason for wanting to strike it rich, the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company, our sponsors, cordially invite you to write in and tell us all about yourself. Also, tell us when you expect to be in New York. If you want to tell us why you'd like to strike it rich or write for tickets to attend our show, our address is Strike It Rich, 485 Madison Avenue, New York, 22, New York. And good luck to you. Well, folks, it's been nice being with you. This is Randy Merriman saying so long for today. Hope you've enjoyed our stay, and strike it rich, everybody!
Strike It Rich is produced by Walt Raymond and brought to you each day, Monday through Friday, transcribed by the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company, makers of quality products since 1806.
This is the CBS Radio Network.